Naftali reminded me last year that we concluded, we mentioned the significance of the year. And this year is the fifth yard site of Rabbi Akiva Shammai. How are we here from the big Gedolei Hadarshanim, Rabbi Yishai Lenschitz? And I hope what I'll say is appropriate. But Chazal tell us that if five people are sitting and learning together, the Shechina is Shaira on the five people. Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, the third Perek. And the Pasuk Chazal used to express the significance of the number five are the words, the Pasuk, Va'agudasai al Eretz Yasta. Hashem's Aguda, the people that are learning together upon the earth, is established. They are established. Rav Akiva Shammai is certainly now in Ginzei Miroimim, in a Mokoim that is beyond our understanding. But one thing is certain, where he is, we have no Hasaga of the Madregos of Kedusha, of where he is now. But one thing is certain, when you look at this room, and you look at the faces of the people sitting here, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Berurim, Kulam Giboyim, V'Kulam Oisim, Be'ema U'V'Yira R'Sayim Kaina. One thing is certain, he may be Ginzei Miroimim, but the Agudasai, his Aguda, his Chevra, Al Eretz Yasta, is firmly established here on this world. He has left an impact that is beyond comprehension. I just want to mention one other thing about the number five, specifically the significance of 5 years. There's a chazal, a very mysterious chazal, which I do not claim to have any understanding whatsoever. Chazal said that when a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, loses a parent, and he in his life approaches within 5 years of that age of when he lost his parents, he has to reflect. What does that mean exactly? Does it mean that a person should be selfish? Should think about himself? It certainly does not mean he should think about himself. Again, I don't know. It's not clear what exactly Chazal means, but there's one thing that I think we can take out of that is appropriate for tonight. When a person relates, connects himself to a person who he loves, Chazal say there's a significant number of years to focus on. 5 years. What Chazal mean in this context, it's not clear. But the concept is there. There's a concept of reflecting, connecting yourself to a person to whom you are close with. 5 years a person should reflect. And Baruch Hashem, we've come 5 years. We have reflected. We have absorbed the lessons, the hadracha, the musar, the yirashamayim. And this teaching shall remain with us forever throughout the rest of our lives. And may Akiva Shammai and Shamayim look down and together with the Ribbono Shel Olam have nachas ruach from such a beautiful asifa of chaverim, of friendship, and it should be for all of us a zechus of a year, years of nachas, berocha, hatzlocha, and good health for all of us, the Chol Yisrael, amen. As we conclude this year being the fifth year, the family has decided to partner with the organization called Yad Eliezer. Yad Eliezer does not need my explanation. It's legendary. Yad Eliezer, especially the family that has founded and established Yad Eliezer, is the Trapper family that is very close with the Aaron Price family. And one of the programs that Yad Eliezer offers in Eretz Yisrael is what's called a mentorship program. In Eretz Yisrael, Rachmana Litzlan, there are thousands of children who do not have a father figure. This can either be because, Rachman Litzlan, they lost their father, or they come from a dysfunctional home. And these young children They do not have someone to advocate on their behalf, to mentor them, to monitor, to make sure they are living a life. Derech Yisrael Saba. Yad Eliezer has stepped up and has raised enormous amounts of money to find and match mentors, Kol Yungalite, for these young children who need someone to serve as a father figure. They have this program throughout the entire Eretz Yisrael, and each city has a sponsor, each city has a name, there's a certain name that's given to the sponsor for that particular city. The Aaron Price family has partnered with Yad Eliezer and is attempting to sponsor the city of Eilat. The city of Eilat should be called Al Shem Harav Akiva Shammai Ben Eliezer. Again, they seek to hook up, to connect a Kol Yungalite with the young boy, to serve as a chavrusa, to learn, to invite him over for Shabbos, to take him on a vacation, to advocate on his behalf, to mentor him. And we all know good and well that programs like this are matzil nefashos b'Yisrael. The family believes that Akiva Shammai would have great nachas ruach from such a program. Akiva Shammai himself, in his role as a chaver to many of us and to many other people, served as a mentor, as a fatherly figure for his chaverim, for people that were younger than him, for people that needed chizuk, and this certainly would be in line with his derech and with his avodas hakodesh. It's very easy to join. We have over here on the table, there's literature, there is a letter that's been written up by his sister, and there is literature from the organization. We kindly ask everyone, as you go out, to please take the literature that is on the dining room table. If you would like to donate, we would very much like you to participate in the financial aspect of this program. It's not a lot of money. It's very simple to do. There are envelopes here, I believe, as well, but you can very easily just go to their website, Yad Eliezer. You can easily find it online. It's a very simple website. You can scroll down and you'll find a link for the mentoring. I think it's called the Big Brother or Big Sister program. And you'll see there all different levels of donations. There is a donation one can give to sponsor a child for an entire year for $1,400. Then there's a sponsorship level per month, per week. You can give whatever you want. And when you make your contribution, there is a box where you can enter. Please enter in this box that this money is being donated for the program in Eilat, Lezecher Nishmas, Akiva Shammai Ben Eliezer, Aaron Price Zichrono Livracha. So please, on your way out, you can take the literature, you can look into it, you can go to the website, and it would be a very big nechama for Akiva Shammai, for the Mishpacha, and for the Chaverim, for all of us here. Thank you all very, very much for taking out time from your very busy schedule. I know it's after Sukkot, it's difficult. Every person here that comes is cherished, it's precious, and your presence is noted and deeply appreciated, every single one of you here. Thank you again. We're now going to Dav Mariv. Didi, you will Dav Mariv from the Earth site. It's in Kaddish. Thank you all again for coming.